Because sometimes people forget the sermon, but they might remember the title.
啲人可能忘記咗講道內容，但就會記得講道嘅題目。
So for this sermon, my original title was "Let's Go Fishing."
我哋今日嘅講道咧，本嚟嘅題目咧就係一齊去釣魚。
I first thought, "Oh, this will be very motivating. Let's go fishing."
又好似好吸引咁樣。
And then I thought about it for a while.
但係我諗清深一層。
And I realized that maybe that would send the wrong message.
我就顧慮咗可能會有一個誤解。
I don't know if any of you ever gone fishing.
我唔知各位有冇去過釣魚。
But when I was growing up as a boy, my parents sometimes would take us to go fishing.
當我仲係細路嘅時候，我嘅父母得閒會帶我去釣魚。
I guess because then you get free food.
有免費嘅食物。
And so we would go 2 to 3 times a year to go fishing.
我哋一家人會一年去兩到三次去釣魚。
But as I got older, I guess life became busier.
當我年紀大咗嘅時候，我生活更加忙。
And I probably hadn't gone fishing in decades.
我有好幾十年冇去再釣魚啦。
But I actually went fishing earlier this year.
今年初咧去咗釣魚。
A brother in the Newton English congregation, Hua Chen, was getting married.
牛頓堂英文有個弟兄咧就嚟結婚。
And so some of the brothers said, "Oh, let's go deep sea fishing."
所以有啲弟兄咧就話，不如去深海釣魚啦。
And to be honest, I didn't catch anything that was big enough to take home.
老實講，我釣嗰啲魚咧上嚟都唔夠大，唔帶唔到翻屋企。
But I did have a lot of fun, and it was a very memorable event.
一個好好玩同埋好值得紀念嘅時刻。
But I was thinking, if I use the title "Let's Go Fishing," it sounds like fishing. What I'm trying to say is, this is a very special occasion.
如果我用呢個題目話一齊去釣魚咧，就好似一個好特別嘅節目。
It's not something that you do all the time, but you do it on occasions.
一個好似唔係成日做，得閒先做嘅時候。
And that's definitely not the message I want to send.
但係呢個唔係我想要帶出嘅主題。
And that's not what Jesus meant in the passage that we just read.
呢個亦都唔係耶穌呢個經文嘅原意。
And that's why I changed the title to "Fishing as a Lifestyle."
所以我轉咗嗰個題目叫做捕魚生活嘅方式。
Now I can also see that sometimes people could even misunderstand that.
即使我呢個好比較好啲嘅題目咧，大家都可能會誤解。
They may think that this is just for retired people.
可能以為係淨係即係退咗休得閒去打魚，對釣魚嘅人。
But again, I want to reiterate that I believe Jesus is talking about fishing as a lifestyle.
我再要重申一次，耶穌喺經文嗰度講咧。打魚咧係一個做人嘅生活方式。
Not just for retired people, for every one of us.
唔係淨係俾退休人士，係俾我哋每個在座嘅人。
And so let us look at this very brief passage.
我哋再一次睇呢個經文。
Let's try to understand what did Jesus mean.
我哋再次重新理解耶穌想我哋意思。
And so the first point is I want to look at the call of Christ.
我哋第一點咧就要睇下基督耶穌嘅呼召。
Verse 16 and the first part of verse 17, Jesus, it says, "Passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me.'"
第16-17節嗰度咁寫，耶穌順著加利利的海邊走，看見西門和西門的兄弟安德烈在海裡撒網，他們本是打魚的。耶穌對他們說：來跟從我。
Now you notice I stopped right sort of in the middle of verse 17.
我喺17節中間停咗。
Because I want us to focus on Jesus' command.
我哋想重點睇下耶穌嘅吩咐。
Because a lot of times we just skip over and think about fishing.
我哋好多时系跳咗，就系谂紧打鱼。
But we see that Jesus is giving a command here.
啊，有啊，耶稣系喺度俾咗一个使命。
Follow me.
来跟从我。
Now, obviously, he's not saying, follow him to some place in that area.
他不是只是说跟他去某个地方。
The expression that he uses actually means to follow me as a disciple.
他这里这么说，其实原意是你跟我做我的门徒。
Because in those days, people followed certain teachers.
那个日子呢，人是跟着一些的老师做门徒。
And so when Jesus says, follow me, he was telling Simon and Andrew to be my disciple.
当耶稣说跟从我的时候，其实他就是给个使命叫西门和安德烈做他门徒。
And so many of you know that a disciple is a follower of Jesus.
大家都知道门徒呢是跟从耶稣的人。
That the aim of a disciple is to become like his master.
你最后做门徒的目的是要学像他的老师。
And so we are, as Christians, are to grow to think, feel, and act like Jesus.
我们身为基督徒是要在理性、感性和行为上都好像耶稣一样。
We need to have the same purpose and passion as Jesus.
我们要好像耶稣这样的目标和这样的使命。
And in Luke 19 verse 10, the Bible says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.
路加福音十九章十节嗰度讲，人子来为要找寻拯救失丧的人。
So Jesus's purpose, Jesus's passion is to seek and to save the lost.
耶稣来嘅目的就系要揾呢个寻找失丧嘅人。
So, first thing we should notice about the call of Jesus is that it is the call to be his disciple.
我们第一个要记得的，耶稣叫呼召的时候，就要呼召他成为门徒。
But then we also should notice that this is a call to ordinary people.
耶稣呼召的是呼召一些普通的人。
You know from this passage that says that Andrew and Simon were fishermen.
从经文那里看到西门和安德烈都是渔夫。
And fishing was a very common occupation.
在当时打鱼是一个很普通的职业。
And as Jesus calls his first disciples, he didn't reach out to a king.
当耶稣呼召他第一班的门徒，他没有找一个皇帝。
He didn't call a priest.
他没有一个找一个祭司。
He called a person that just was an ordinary person.
他找了一个普通的人。
Person like you and me.
一个普通的人，好像你和我一样。
And so we notice that Jesus is calling common people to be his followers.
耶稣是呼召一些普通的人做他的门徒。
Not necessarily special people who went to seminary and has all this biblical knowledge.
不是一定要很多神学学识的人。
But also we should notice that he calls imperfect people as well.
我们另外要看就是他叫一些不完全的人。
It mentions here that he was addressing Simon and Andrew.
要看到他是跟西门和安德烈。
And these were two brothers.
这两个兄弟。
But if you, Simon is also the same person as Peter.
西门其实就是彼得。
And many of us know from the Bible that Peter was a very impulsive kind of person.
大家同经常都知道彼得咧系一个好冲动嘅一个人。
You know that he had boasted that he would never leave Jesus, and then later he denied Christ three times.
佢系一个大只讲，佢话佢唔会离开耶稣，后尾就不认主。
So we know that Peter is an imperfect person.
所以佢系一个唔完美嘅人。
And so God calls imperfect people.
所以神呼召不完美嘅人。
And I think you would probably think to yourself, well, you know, God would not call me.
你可能自己諗話，我咁唔完美，神一定唔會呼召我。
Because I'm an imperfect person.
我又係一個不完美嘅人。
But we see here Jesus is calling Peter, and we know that he had a lot of flaws.
我哋喺呢度睇到神呼召彼得，而彼得有好多嘅缺點。
And if you read throughout the Bible, you realize that God uses lots of imperfect people.
如果你睇聖經咧，神一路用嗰啲唔完美嘅人。
Just think with me throughout the Bible.
又同我一齊睇聖經。
Think of somebody like Noah.
好似諾亞咁。
He got drunk.
佢飲醉酒。
Abraham. He was too old.
亞伯拉罕係一個好老嘅阿伯。
Jacob. He was a liar.
雅各係個騙子。
Moses. He was a stutterer.
摩西漏口。
David, he had an affair.
大衛勾人哋嘅老婆。
Jonah, he ran from God.
約拿走佬。
Naomi was a widow.
拿俄美係個寡婦。
Hosea's wife was a prostitute.
先知何西亞嘅老婆做雞。
Martha was a worrywart.
馬大凡事都好擔心。
Paul was a murderer.
Paul 是一個殺人幫兇。
And John Mark was rejected by Paul.
約翰馬可被保羅拒絕了。
So if you read throughout the Bible, you recognize that God calls common people and imperfect people.
如果你睇聖經咧，神不斷咁樣叫一啲不完美同埋一啲普通嘅人。
And He called them to be followers of Him.
佢呼召佢哋做佢哋門徒。
And so I believe that you should also think to yourself, well, I'm just a common person. I'm imperfect.
雖然你覺得你自己係一個普通人，一個唔完全嘅人。
Then God is calling you as well.
所以神會呼召你。
And then we see the commitment of Christ.
我哋睇到神嘅應許。
Again, Mark chapter 1 verse 17.
馬可福音一章七節。
And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
跟從我，我使
make you become fishers of men. Sorry.
我使你得人如魚。
Now, why did Jesus use this metaphor of fishing?
點解耶穌用呢個打魚嘅比喻？
What does it mean?
點解咧？
Well, certainly when he says fishers of men, he's using men as a generic term.
當佢話得人如魚嘅時候，佢呢個人咧係一個好普通嘅名詞。
So certainly he's including men and women.
中文冇呢個問題。
But what is he using this idea of fishing for?
點解佢要用打魚做比喻咧？
Well, because he was talking to two fishermen.
因為佢同兩個漁夫咁講緊嘢。
This was their life.
呢個係佢嘅生命。
This is what they did for a living.
佢嘅生活。
And so we know that Jesus certainly used many other metaphors.
我哋知道耶穌用其他好多嘅比喻。
Like a shepherd seeking a lost sheep.
好似一個牧羊人揾走失喪嘅羊。
Like a worker in the harvest field.
一個工人喺個莊稼嗰度收割。
And so Jesus was using something that was very familiar to these two brothers.
耶穌用一個佢哋好熟悉嘅嘢。
Now, in those days, there was probably three methods of fishing.
在当时的社会有大概三种的捕鱼方式。
One was using a hook and a line.
一种是钓鱼用一条线用一个钩。
And so they would have a long pole with a line and a hook, and they would try to catch fish one by one.
用鱼竿一条一条这样钓上来。
But perhaps the more efficient method was was a drag net.
一個比較有效嘅咧，就係一個拖網嘅方法去打魚。
And in this drag net, they would perhaps have two boats.
呢個拖網嘅方法咧，大概有兩條船。
And set up a net that was shaped like a cone.
好似嗰個魚網咧，好似一個杯咁樣。
And so as the boat was being rowed, they would be scooping up in some sense the fish.
当嗰两条船一路行嘅时候咧，啲鱼就被嗰网捉到啦。
The Bible mentions a dragnet, for instance, in Matthew chapter 13.
圣经话呢个拖网咧喺马太福音十三章嗰度有讲。
But in this case, Simon and Andrew were using a third method called a casting net.
但喺今日经文咧，西门同安德烈咧用第三种嘅捕鱼方法，呢、这个叫做撒网嘅方法。
And this casting net was a circular net that was about 9 feet in diameter.
呢个撒网嘅方法咧系一个圆嘅网，大概有九尺。
And they would have stones or a weight around the outside of this net.
喺个网嘅周边咧有啲石头。
And so when they flung this net outward, it would sink down to the bottom.
当佢撒咗呢个网嘅时候，因为呢啲石仔嘅重量，所以个网会沉落去。
And they would surround the fish. The net would surround the fish, and they would be able to catch all these fish.
个网就会围住啲鱼，然后佢哋可以捉到网入边嘅鱼。
And so Jesus was watching them as they were casting and catching fish.
耶稣系睇住佢哋喺度捕鱼。
And now Jesus was saying, "I want you to catch men and women."
我哋睇到耶稣就同佢讲：我哋我要你们得人如鱼一样。
And so what Jesus was saying, "I want you to capture men and women to be my followers."
耶稣吩咐佢哋要好似捉咗嗰啲人做佢嘅门徒一样。
They were not going to be using a net.
佢哋唔会用网。
But they were to use teaching and persuasion.
他们会用耶稣的教训和吩咐。
And as they reached out to people, they would capture them in some sense for to be the disciples of Christ.
当他们传福音的时候，就会将他那些人变成耶稣的门徒。
Because we know that Jesus commanded his disciples to go and make disciples in the Great Commission.
我们知道大使命嗰度，耶稣吩咐啲门徒去使万民作佢门徒。
And so they were to utilize their life to go out and capture people by persuasion and teaching to be followers of Jesus.
嗰啲门徒要藉着佢哋自己嘅生命去传福音，使万民作门徒。
And so certainly it begins by sharing the good news with them.
第一开始就要传福音。
Sharing the good news that even though they are sinners, Christ paid the penalty for their sins.
个福音包括即使佢哋系罪人，耶稣救咗佢哋。
But they weren't just to be a convert to Christianity, but they were to be followers of Jesus.
佢哋唔系净系信咗耶稣，仲要做佢门徒。
So that they would continue to grow to maturity in Christ.
佢哋会继续成长喺耶稣基督嘅爱里边。
And this fishing was not to be something that they did every once in a while.
这个捕鱼不是得闲先做。
Not something that you do on vacation.
不是放假先做。
Not something that you do in retirement.
不是退了休先做。
But something that you do as a lifestyle.
而 是每一天生活的方式。
And certainly for Simon, Peter and Andrew, this was their life.
对于安德烈同彼得来讲，这个是他们的生活方式。
This is how they earned a living.
这个是他们怎样生存。
And so Jesus, when he's using this metaphor of fishing, he's saying this should be your lifestyle.
当耶稣用捕鱼这个比喻的时候，就跟他说，这个是你应该的生活方式。
You have been catching fish, but now you are going to be catching people.
你一路以来都是捉鱼，现在你要捉人。
And notice here in this passage that it's Jesus who commits to making us fishers of men.
你要睇到呢个经文系耶稣承诺，使我哋得人如鱼。
In verse 17, I will make you become fishers of men.
17节嗰度就话，我要叫你们得人如鱼。
So whose responsibility is it to make you fishers of men?
你系边个嘅责任呢？
It's Jesus.
是耶稣的承诺。
He will train you and mold you and shape you to become fishers of men.
耶稣会训练你，改变你，使到你成为一个得人如鱼的门徒。
For Simon and Andrew, they were probably thinking to themselves, I'm just a fisherman.
彼得和安德烈即係可能心入邊咁諗，我只不過一個打魚嘅人。
I just know how to catch fish.
我淨係識得捉魚嘅啫。
I don't know how to catch people.
我都唔識點樣捉人。
I'm not very talkative.
我唔係好識講嘢。
I'm not very persuasive.
我唔係好有說服力。
But Jesus says, I will make you, will make you become fishers of men.
但耶穌話佢要使你成為得人如魚嘅人。
And so many of you may think, well, I could never be a fisher of men.
好多人話我做唔到呢個事情。
I'm an introvert.
我是一个很内向的人。
I'm not very knowledgeable about the Bible.
我对圣经不是很熟悉。
I get stumped when people ask me questions.
人家问我问题的时候我答不到。
But Jesus can help you to become a fisher of men.
但耶稣说他会帮助你成为得人如鱼的人。
And certainly that's what Jesus did in the life of Simon, Peter, and Andrew.
如果我们看回彼得和安德烈的生命，耶稣真的做了一点。
That Jesus trained them over the next 3 years.
耶稣用了三年的时间训练他们。
And so Jesus can give us and shape us and mold us to be fishers of men as well.
耶稣能够改变我们成为一个得人如鱼的人。
And it's going to be a process.
一个过程。
It's not going to be an instantaneous overnight thing.
不是一晚就可以做得到的。
It requires a lot of time.
需要时间。
And certainly Jesus taught them many things and demonstrated many things to his disciples.
当然耶稣也都教了他们很多，同埋做过榜样。
And he let them try different things.
耶稣让他们尝试不同的东西。
And sometimes they failed.
他很多时都失败了。
But over time they grew to be fishers of men.
但是他们过了一段时间，他们成为了得人如鱼的人。
And so we need to take advantage of the opportunities to be trained in this church.
我们要找紧这个机会去接受训练。
That's why we have Sunday school classes.
所以我们有主日学。
That's why we have small groups.
我们有小组。
That's why we have fellowship.
我们有团契。
So that we can learn and be trained.
所以我们能够学习同埋受训练。
You're not going to become a fisher's a man just by yourself.
你自己不能够成为得人如鱼的人。
But God has blessed the church with various people who can train us.
神透过教会祝福，让这些弟兄姊妹帮助我们成为。
Now I know that sometimes people say, well, I wish someone would just be my disciple, just like Jesus.
我们很多时希望有一个人可以帮我们做门训。
And I know from my own personal experience, I never had one person that built into my life like Jesus.
根据我自己的个人经验，我从来没有一个人好像耶稣这样做我的门训的老师。
But I did regularly go to Sunday school.
但我每一好成日去主日学。
I regularly had devotions.
我每一日都有灵修。
When there was training, I would try to I would attend those training.
如果有啲受训嘅时候，我会去嗰啲上堂。
And I would say, I also observe godly people as well.
我亦都观察呢啲属神嘅人。
I learned a lot by just watching leaders and how they operated.
我透过我观察，我学到好多嘢，点样成为一个属神嘅人。
And I also learned a lot through listening to cassette tapes.
我亦都透过听啲带去学好多嘢。
Now I know that maybe some of the young people don't even know what is a cassette tape.
可能好多人都唔知道录音带系乜嘢。
But in the old days, this is how we would be able to listen to a sermon over and over again.
以前我哋就系咁样透过啲录音带听一个讲道好多次。
And I know I learned a lot by listening to these tapes.
我自己個人就係學咗好多嘢，透過錄音帶聽呢啲講道。
And especially if I'm driving, I would be able to pop in a tape and be able to listen to it and be trained while I'm driving.
當我揸緊車嘅時候，我可能有錄音帶就喺度學緊。
And so today we have lots of resources to help us to become fishers of men.
今日我哋有更多嘅資源可以幫我哋成為得人如魚嘅。
And we need to avail ourselves of that.
我哋要擺我哋自己出嚟。
The last point I want to make is that our is about our commitment to the call of Christ.
最後一個就係我哋對耶穌嘅呼召嘅承諾。
You notice Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men."
耶穌話：跟從我，我使你成為得人如魚。
And so, our part is to obey that command.
我哋能夠做到就係要服從呢個命令。
We need to commit ourselves to follow Jesus.
我哋要履行呢個承諾跟從耶穌。
And we notice the response of Simon and Andrew.
你要睇下西門同埋安德烈嘅回應。
Verse 18 it says, and immediately they left their nets and followed him.
十八節嗰度寫，他們就立刻捨了網，跟從了他。
In verse 19 and 20, it talks about James and John, who are also two brothers.
19節嗰度講雅各同埋約翰另外一對嘅兄弟。
They were fishermen as well.
佢哋都係漁夫。
And in verse 20 says, and immediately he called them, and he left their father Zebedee in the boat and the hired servants and followed him.
二十節嗰度講，耶穌隨即招呼他們，他們就把父親西比太和僱工人留在船上，跟從耶穌去了。
Now we need to understand that this was not the first contact that these men had with Jesus.
我哋要明白呢個唔係第一次耶穌見到呢兩個兄弟。
They perhaps had heard Jesus and became Christians earlier.
他们可能之前听到耶稣，亦都成为了基督徒了。
In John chapter 1, verse 35 to 42, it records how they had met Jesus.
在约翰福音一章那里，他们记载了他们怎样见到耶稣。
They realized that he was the Messiah.
他们知道这个就是弥赛亚。
They realized he was the Lamb of God.
他们知道这个是神的羔羊。
But they continued in their fishing life.
他们继续做他们的渔夫。
And months later, they encountered Jesus again.
几个月之后，他们再一次见到耶稣。
And here, Jesus calls them to be his followers.
在这次的经验就是耶稣就呼召他做他的门徒。
And so perhaps these men had months to think over the implications of Jesus being the Messiah.
可能呢幾個月之內，呢一班人諗緊乜嘢係做門徒，乜嘢係耶穌係彌賽亞。
And so when Jesus called James and John, they were ready to leave their family business.
当耶稣再呼召约翰同埋雅各嘅时候，佢哋放弃咗佢哋嘅家人，跟住佢哋。
It was not some instantaneous decision.
唔系一啲即刻嘅决定。
But something that they wrestled with.
佢哋需要一段时间嘅考虑。
Something that they counted the cost for.
佢哋要计算嘅代价。
And so it mentions here James and John left their father.
呢度讲约翰同雅各离开佢父亲。
Left their family business.
离开佢家族嘅生意。
Now sometimes people think that the disciples were all poor people.
好多时候我哋觉得啲门徒都系穷嘅人。
But for James and John, their father still had hired servants. It mentions.
但是雅各和约翰他的爸爸由他的雇工请了工人。
And so that means they were fairly wealthy.
所以他们有钱。
And yet James and John were willing to walk away from that wealth.
但他们愿意离开他的家族生意。
And so the question is, are we willing to follow Jesus as well?
個問題就係我哋能唔能夠好似佢哋咁樣跟隨耶穌。
Because he is calling each one of us, if we are Christian, to be his follower.
因為耶穌呼召我哋每一個人做佢嘅門徒。
Are you willing to leave that?
你係咪可以放棄你而家嘅嘢？
Many of you have heard the testimony of Tim and Christine Fung.
Okay, 大家可能聽過馮牧師馮牧師的仔，亦都係馮牧師嘅見證。
And someone had asked her, "Why are you leaving the comforts of living here in the United States?"
點解你會捨棄呢個舒適嘅美國生活？
And she answered, "Because." He, Jesus, is worth it.
他們的回答就是因為耶穌是值得他們這樣做。
Now, I don't think that God is calling everyone to go to the mission field.
我覺得不是神叫我們每個人都去宣教。
I don't think God is calling everyone to go into full-time Christian work.
我覺得神不是叫我們每個人都是全職侍奉。
But maybe God is calling you to be His follower even in your work.
神可能叫你跟從祂在你自己的工作上面。
Because there are fish all around you.
因為我們周邊都很多魚。
If you work in a hospital, there are fish all around you.
如果你在醫院工作，你身邊很多很多魚。
If you work in social work, you have fish all around you.
如果你做社工的時候，你身邊也有很多魚。
If you're a home health aide, you have fish all around you.
如果你做家務助理的時候，你身邊也有很多魚。
And if you have a family, you have fish all around you as well.
如果你有家庭，你身邊就有很多魚了。
And so Jesus calls us to follow him.
神耶稣呼召你嚟跟从佢。
And he wants us to to be fishers of men and women.
佢哋耶稣希望我哋成为得人如鱼嘅人。
The theme of our church this year is mobilize to evangelize.
我哋今年的題目教會的題目呢是動員報道廣傳福音。
And some people think that, oh, we're just going to get a lot of training about how to do visitation or memorize some verses or something like that.
很多人以為我們只是要記住一些金句或者去怎樣報道。
But the first thing that we need to do to mobilize, to evangelize is to follow Jesus.
我們第一件去動員報道的是要跟隨耶穌。
Because he said, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.
因為耶穌說跟從我，我要叫你們得人如魚一樣。
And so I hope that as we think about this call, we will make a commitment to follow Jesus.
我希望大家當我們思考這個呼召的時候，我們會有一個承諾去跟耶穌。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我們一起祈禱。
And just take a moment if God has spoken to you.
你如果神去親自跟你說話的時候，
That he's calling you to follow him.
如果神是呼召你去跟從他，
And maybe you never committed yourself to Jesus.
可能你從來都未承諾過俾你嘅一生俾耶穌。
You would think that God would never use a person like yourself.
可能你以為神唔會用一個好似我咁嘅人。
But Jesus is calling common people, imperfect people, to be his followers.
但耶穌係呼召一啲普通不完美嘅人做佢嘅門徒。
And so,If you want to make a commitment, you can pray to him, and I'll just give you a moment to do that in prayer.
如果你同神有个承诺嘅时候，我哋会俾时间你喺度自己喺度祈祷。
And tell Jesus you want to follow him.
同耶稣讲你想跟从佢。
As a lifestyle.
成为一个生活嘅方式。
Father, we thank you for your word.
我哋天父，我哋多谢你俾我嘅话语。
That convicts us.
你叫我哋扎心。
Father, we admit that we think that we could never be fishers of men.
我哋知道我哋自己本身唔能够成为得人如鱼嘅人。
But you promise that if we follow you, you will help us to become fishers of men.
但系你自己神啊，如果你我哋肯俾你帮助，我哋可以成为得人如鱼嘅人。
So we thankful that you use imperfect common people like ourselves.
我哋多谢你，你用我哋一个唔完美普通嘅人。
We pray that this can be a congregation filled with people who are following you.
我希望呢个教会成为一个众多跟从你嘅门徒嘅人。
And that you would shape us and mold us and train us to be fishers of men.
我哋希望你能够塑造我哋成为得人如鱼嘅人。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
阿门。